From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Carter said Saturday he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and expressed his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah in central Iraq, which is controlled by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned that it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism Saturday, saying the agreement does not call for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.